And see, that was at a time, one of the few times in history, that the 4,000 musicians were all playing at the same time, because it says they did not then wait by course. That tells us that there were 24, and also that there were 24 courses of musicians, or bands, if you will. But in that moment, all of them had come together into one place with one common goal, to touch the heart of God with their song. And when they lifted up their voice to make one unified sound. If you can imagine the unisonness of that sound being raised up. A few times this week, we've had this song where we just rise up and begin to release that Tehillah sound and song. And then you'll notice that every now and then you'll suddenly just, wait a minute, something just changed in the room. Something just shifted. Something just said, there was something somewhere in that dance of the Spirit with His presence, in that song being released, that suddenly, "Will You Marry Me" happens. There's suddenly that covenantal thing that is a part of the Tehillah Selah, that Higgion Selah thing that happens. It's the suspending of a covenantal sound of the voice of the Lord over the generations. And that's a part of what that is about, creating that atonal environment that God just loves to be in the midst of, is really what. And that's the unity that all of us want to bring about, right? David just happened to have set up a whole school and tutelage and a training programs people functioning in their ministry. When they get the Ark of God's presence back, the first thing he does is walks out and appoints those. The first offices were appointed for those to thank, to praise, and to record. So he had three functions. The full-time staff paid the thankers.